Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing Iron Fist Season 2, Episode 8, City on the Edge of Vengeance.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Oh man, this show just jumped the shark to a better pond. That's what that phrase means, right?
No, not at all.
I feel like they just fix the show if they go through with what they just did. Spoiler alert for episode 8.
Crap, Citadel on the Edge of Vengeance.
City on the Edge of Forever? Is that it?
No, I don't think so. It's on the edge of the shark.
If they make Colleen the Iron Fist, I will be so on board with this show. Honestly, they're doing a great job. They've acknowledged the problem, which is that when they started talking about it this episode, they finally had the conversation of like, what is driving you? What is driving you, Iron Fist? Like, they asked him straight up, and he admitted, up till now, it's just been power. All I've sought is power. And yep. That is exactly our problem with this show up until now, is we haven't had a main character to root for. But I don't think this was the original plan for this show. I don't. But if they make Colleen the Iron Fist, and this show is just called continues to be called Iron Fist, but Colleen is the main character because she always has been the one I'm rooting for, like, it will be an amazing backdoor to making this show great.
The show's already great.
The show's good. It was shitty, so it is averaging out pretty good. And if they do that, this show could continue on from a place of real strength.
It would be one of those shows. It'd be one of those shows where, like, four seasons in, you're like, okay, I know that the first season's real bad.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. But just grit your teeth.
You gotta grit your teeth and get through that first season, because the last six are wonderful.
Right.
Get through the first season and a half, and you're great. That could be the path of the show, which would make me really excited. Now, they didn't do what Davos says to do. They did not win the battle before it began, but they're adapting, and it could be wonderful from here on out. That is all I want to see. All I want to see is, I want to see Danny, you know, like, give his life to beat Davos and give the Iron Fist to Colleen. I slipped in the give his life thing.
you really want Danny to go away.
I think
you're going to be disappointed.
I am totally fine if he sticks around as a stay-at-home boyfriend that just, like, throws pasta at the wall and makes food for Colleen while Colleen
cooks meatballs on the stove.
It's time. And this show has been so female based this season. Like, a lot of the directors and writers have been women that I've been looking up, and a lot of the characters, the best characters have been female. And I'm excited to see where they go. This could be like another Jessica Jones, like a backdoor female led badass, show. I just am excited. I'm excited.
Daughters of the Dragon.
Just make it. And she could be. I don't know why they're called Daughters of the Dragon. Why are they called Daughters of the Dragon in the comics?
That's because they both have such crazy mastery of Asian martial arts.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yes. Their investigation company is Nightwing. I think it's like Nightwing Restorations or something like that.
Okay.
But
weird.
Yeah. Well, it's Misty Knight and Colleen Wing, so they're Nightwing.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a Batman ripoff.
Yeah, they spelled it exactly the same. It's hilarious.
That's real funny. Okay, cool. Well, let's. I just want to watch more. Can we watch more yet? Okay. No.
Been talking for less than 5 minutes.
I know, but you should just be happy. I'm excited.
I am happy that you're excited, but we got to talk about this, man.
So excited. Okay.
Davos showed his crazy.
That is true. Davos did show his crazy. Well, he showed his, I don't even know if I'd say crazy. He showed his...
He killed an innocent man.
He did, but he showed his fanaticism. He is believing...
Okay. He showed his zealousy.
He is believing his own,
He's drinking his own Kool-Aid.
That's what I was trying to avoid. I almost said believing his own hype, but that's not. He's believing his own doctrine over everything else. He's made up his own doctrine for what the Iron Fist is and does, and now he is exercising that in a way that is completely wrong. Like he straight up killed, and then he's taught his zealots, his like acolytes, in such a bad way that he's taught them to kill innocents as well. Yep. So that's pretty crazy.
Even their
one of their good friends. They're like they murdered one of the other ones. BB is the one that's still alive, right?
Yeah, BB's the one that was locked up in the box and then found the bowl.
And so it does look like Joy is actually helping. helping Danny, team Danny.
Yeah, she's being real subtle about it. Like, so subtle that I'm just like, are you actually helping? Like, what are you actually doing?
She's just been trying to get in good with Davos so that she could get in and find this bowl, because she knows that's what they need.
Yeah, she's doing a real good job.
Yeah, she fooled us all. she fooled all the Jeffs.
Yep. Every Jeff out there.
I really, really am just excited about this now. Ward buys flowers, and you said he left them in the florist when we were off cast. I didn't notice that.
He asked for flowers that say, "Sorry, I was the asshole that knocked you up and then fell off the wagon in front of you."
That was a good line.
That's the best message.
I really like the way he lives his life. I don't like the way he lives his life in reality. I like the way the character is, and I like the way that the show portrays him, because he's an alcoholic. He's a self-absorbed rich kid who is unapologetic about the fact that he thinks he owns everything. So he goes into that room and he doesn't say, I need some apology flowers or whatever. He lays out the whole thing, because he's like, this person obviously cares what I think. Like, this person needs to hear about my life. And in most cases, that's not the case. So I thought that was kind of, he just walks around putting his issues in front of everyone, kind of.
Yep.
Because he's so self-involved. And I like him as a character a lot.
Yep, I like that. You know, like, his way of saying that reminds me a lot of a cake that I had heard about being ordered at Publix by one of my friends who works at a Publix. And it was a cake that, like, the way that they had ordered it was just to have text on the cake that says, "Sorry, I peed on you." And it's like, yeah, okay, wow. That's a cake. You need a cake to say that. You need a cake to say, "Sorry, I peed on you."
I would expect a cake.
I would like a towel.
That's wonderful. Yeah, towels. Yeah. Towels having that. Actually, that's a better thing. Get towels. Have that like blazoned across the front of them.
Yeah, just get an embroidered towel.
Embroidered. That's like, what I was looking for.
Like, can I have a towel that's not monogrammed, but one that says, "Sorry, I peed on you"?
Yeah, I like that.
Because then, you know, it's dual purpose. It says, "I'm sorry," and it also shows that you're willing to help clean up. And that's important.
Yeah, totally. So what else happened this episode that we want to touch on before we get it? I feel like Colleen possibly taking on the mantle is like all everything. Like, that's all I want to talk about.
That's everything for you. Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, not much else happened. We didn't really get to see any Misty Knight. She just kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. And Davos showed his crazy. Joy got a little closer to getting the bowl. And kind of a little bit closer to maybe getting herself put on the list, as if that matters.
Yeah, that guy threatened to put her on the list. And I was like, Davos knows her. He's not going to believe she was part of the triad. Like, what are you trying to say? Like, that Davos is just blindly following your list? He kind of is, but like, he knows Joy. You can't just put Joy's name on the list and be like, trick Davos into murdering her. Like, that's a really weird scene.
Davos is just a computer at this point. He reads the list and is just like, yeah, well, there we go. That's the one that has to die now.
Like, I could see them going that way with this storyline, where like that guy is using the immortal weapon in his own purposes. But like, so far we haven't really seen a a thing of that, including Davos said this episode, we talked about it in an earlier episode, but Davos said this episode, he said, you have murdered many of your foes, but you've also had me murder many of your allies.
Like, I don't trust you at all.
I will never trust you. You know, like, that's, but you are trusting him. You're actively trusting him to give you all this information.
Right. Like, you're acting on his intel.
Yeah, that's
weird. So there's at least a modicum of trust involved. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh, and Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Mary.
Quite contrary.
Yeah. Mary thanked her. Mary thanked Walker for getting her out of that hole.
I love
in Sokovia.
I love
and
that.
Then it turns out that Walker has no recollection of doing that.
Uh-huh.
So there's a third personality in there that's just fucking crazy.
Sounds like it. Third personality that has some crazy violent tendencies, it looks like.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Yep. And I don't know if you noticed this, but the doctor that she went to is the one that Danny was locked up with in episode 2 of the first season.
Okay, I didn't notice that. That's neat.
Yeah, that's the same head shrink that that tried to tell him that he's not Danny Rand.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, tied him to the bed and drugged him up and everything. Anyway, so Mary having her, like, her thing is kind of great, and then she's getting Ward to, like, to look up her past and pull her non-redacted files.
Hmm.
Like, that's exciting. That's really exciting that we're fully fleshing out Mary and that she has this like tortured past where, like, you know, at first it was like, yeah, okay, she's the thing that, you know, she's got her thing, whatever, neat, moving on. She's fun to watch, moving on. But now, like, I want to know about that backstory. Like, give me it.
Yeah.
Or eat it up.
Yeah, I'm loving that they're giving the backstory. They have played her out in a really interesting way. Like, I care about both of her personalities and what ends up happening to them, like,
right?
And that's pretty cool. And now there's a third personality that seems like she might be bad for both of them, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and then, like, what if her two personalities have to work together to try to stop the third one?
Yeah, she's such an X factor because she anytime she's on a scene, it could end up being any of them.
Yeah. Well, you know by the way her hair is. She puts her hair up.
Oh, yeah.
When she's Walker.
That's true. I just mean she could swap at any moment, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, when it starts raining, she's just like, oh, I'm awake now.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am all in. I'm really excited to see where they go with this. I hope this isn't a tease. If they end up doing something stupid, like killing off Colleen or something crazy where they take this back, they need to go through with it. She needs to be the Iron Fist. She is the Iron Fist in my mind.
There's been a lot of focus on her sword here lately, and
yeah,
she hasn't pulled it out. What if she puts the power into the sword?
That could be cool.
She then becomes the Steel Katana, not the Iron Fist.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's possible.
Maybe.
It's possible.
C'est possible.
All right, guys. Well, we are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU. If you want to support the cast, you can get early and ad-free access to all of our episodes over at patreon.com/mcucast. We post them there as soon as we record and edit. So those all of our episodes for Iron Fist are already available over at the Patreon. So go check those out if you're interested. Just any pledge gets you access to all the episodes. So, yeah. All right, guys. Well, we'll be back very soon, probably tomorrow, with more episodes of Iron Fist. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.